Nature Reserve Management. If the Albufera had not been declared a nature reserve, nowadays we would probably have an extension of the city before our eyes instead of trees and dunes. By protecting this area, rules were established in order to ensure its conservation. But the management of a nature reserve poses a major challenge. In protected areas such as the Albufera, different interests converge that must be harmonized. On the one hand, conservation of its natural assets. On the other, the economic activities that inhabitants of the nature park carry out in order to earn their livelihood. In the Albufera, this challenge is even more complex. Its proximity to the city of Valencia, the large number of visitors it welcomes, especially in summer, and the large number of inhabitants and companies within it make regulating its use difficult. The regulations that govern the Albufera Nature Reserve are contained within the PRUG, or Plan for Governing Usage and Management. This plan is a compilation of the zoning maps of the protected area, the activities and uses permitted in each zone, and general directives to govern the management of the nature reserve. The responsibility for nature reserve management falls under the Autonomous Region of Valencia through the technical office in charge of running the Albufera. The main office is located in El Palmar, and it deals with permit applications and environmental surveillance, and is in charge of the nature park's governing body, which has representatives from the 13 local councils in and around the protected area, and bodies and organizations involved. Out of all the local councils represented on the governing body, Valencia City Council is particularly influential. Although it is not the largest in area within the nature park, the most valuable ecosystems such as the lagoon and the Devesa forest are located within its district boundaries. Moreover, since it is the third largest city in Spain, it has the capacity to undertake large nature regeneration projects, such as the regeneration of dunes or the reduction of light pollution. Listen to track number 39 for more details of these projects.